This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A new encounter today with a debt ceiling, this time Australia. The newly elected Conservative government there needs to raise its limit on new borrowing, with echoes of the debate that brought the U.S. to the brink of default last week. In Australia, is there rancor, government shutdowns, apocalyptic apoplexy?
Well, no. And compared to the United States, Australia's journey to raising the debt level has all been rather collegiate and friendly.
That's the BBC's Phil Mercer in Sydney. Mr. Mercer, the Australians have a different relationship with debt than the United States. They have less of it.
They do. There's always been an aversion to debt in this country. All the governments in recent times have made it a political mission to return the federal government to surplus. So in answer to your question, Australians like to treat debt like an unwanted guest, to shovel them out of the door as quickly as possible.
I was just looking at IMF numbers. America's debt is more than our whole GDP. Australia's is just 11% of its GDP. So you're not past your eyeballs the way we are.
This is a pretty surprising move. Most people in this country thought, if the new Conservative government, that it would raise the ceiling by $100 billion. But instead, it's decided to go up to $500 billion, and the Treasurer says that this revised limit is essential for the stability and the economic certainty of Australia. And he says that it's America's experience that has really propelled him into making this decision.
The BBC's Phil Mercer in Sydney. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, David.